Football is a rough game and often a cruel one.
Every time you lose, you die a little bit. You die inside, a portion of you. Not all of your organs, maybe just your liver.
Pain is inevitable.
They're killing me, Whitey, they're killing me!
There was only the painful face of failure.
Okay, fellas, hey fellas, this is what you work all off-season for. This is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all that.
There was a fighting heart under the ribs of defeat.
Never give up, baby, never give up.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football. Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to the one and only NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network, where you can check out all the great shows that we have lined up on this great network, such as Squabble Box, CFL Easy Picks, All Beer Inside, European Uppercut, That Other Wrestling Show, and Legends, new show with Kai Valentine, or Kai, or H, or whatever you wish to call him, right here on the Trending Topics Network. What we like to do here on NFL Easy Picks is have a serious discussion about the serious world of NFL. And I'm borrowing that from Wrestlecast, which is another great show you can find right here on the Trending Topics Network. But this is what we talk about: football, the American Football League, or the NFL, what's that, the American Football League? That's been gone for years. The National Football League, but the American sport of football. We have fantasy, pick'ems, our teams, we're going to talk about all that, and we have the hashtag huddle segment, where we will go to what you listeners have to say and put your two cents in on the week of the NFL. Without any further ado, I am your host, I am Heavy Set, and I'm being joined by the one and only Mop Jockey.
Yeah, I'm here from Cincinnati, where expectations go to die.
Well, I'm from Cleveland. What do we do?
You didn't even have expectations.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, our NBA team won the NBA championship. Our baseball team could go to the World Series because we just beat this man's favorite baseball team, the Boston Red Sox, the one and only Shane.
Just keep rubbing it in, motherfucker.
At least we didn't have a bet going on this one, too.
Oh, no kidding. I'm already Hillary's meat curtains. How worse could it get, though? Oh, by the way, curtains would not fit, so I had to use meat flaps.
I figured that with how you put it, but that's fine. Meat flaps. That works. Yeah, did you clear that with mop, or did you just...
I wanted to do it on air so everybody knows that I did go through with it and I changed it, but curtains would not fit. So I went with flaps instead because it's just as gross.
I find that acceptable.
Good enough.
Glad you approve.
All right. Let's go to our teams and how our... no Joe this week. He is too busy watching the Chicago Cubs play the San Francisco Giants, which as of right now, as we are recording, the score of that game is 3-2, bottom of the fifth. So
who's winning?
Wait a minute, why is he watching the Cubs? Oh, no, he's working.
Yeah.
He's working, that's why. He's working because of the Cubs game. Yeah, that's right. I'm thinking of Andy, who's watching the Cubs game.
Hashtag
and
go Bears.
For that, we are... For that reason, we are rooting for the San Francisco Giants. Imagine...
Oh, boy. Stop talking.
Your internet shit out again, Mop. I don't know what to tell you. Just take Tuesdays off from here on out.
Oh, boy. All right, well.
But imagine this. What if we had the San Francisco Giants versus the Cleveland Indians in the World Series?
Oh...
Another Bay Area yeah. team going up against
Cleveland. Yeah, I would probably put my money on Cleveland at that point.
I don't know, because the Giants won in...
They've won
2010, 2012, 2014.
This is 2016.
No, well, 2010,
yeah.
too.
It goes 10, 12, 14.
Yeah, 10, 12, 14, this is 16.
Yeah, they could do
it. Yay, maths.
Internet's back.
Yay, your internet's back.
I was just going to say, go fucking Bartman.
All that just for fucking Bartman.
Wait till you hear what you sounded like in that. It was horrible.
Awesome.
Literally all I did was log out, airplane mode, come back, and it's working again. Fuck this shit.
All right, let's talk about how our teams did. And let's start with Philly.
Hey, they lost by 1 point. Still got a winning record. I mean, they're doing okay. 1 point is 1 point. I'm not going to start, you know, freaking out because they lost one game. I am pissed about the dude getting banned 10 games for a fucking legal substance that has a banned ingredient in it, but whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, still can't take it. They just come out so flat. They played did. Like dog shit that first half.
That's why sometimes a bye week is good and a bye week is bad, because they came off a bye and they were very sluggish, and then they started to come back in the second half, but they lost. I mean, shit happens. It's one loss.
Yeah, and a lot of people are bitching. Oh, fucking Wentz threw his first interception. He threw an interception on a fucking Hail Mary, basically.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. One interception. I mean, he's going to have more. He's a rookie, for God's sake. So, whatever. I mean, to go into the fifth week with no interceptions as a rookie, that's fucking impressive alone. So, one interception is not a big deal.
Well, we don't have to talk about the guy who... Thank God. Is a rookie and still doesn't have an interception, but we can talk about the team that they went up against. We talk about the Cincinnati Bengals.
The two things I thought that actually might be good were the offensive line and the defense. Well, they're not so fucking good. I don't know. You know what? Fuck the Bengals. Well, I mean, seriously, fucking Andy Dalton, I mean, he's not a great quarterback to start with, but then you add the fact that he's constantly getting pressured and hit, and then you take a fucking rookie running back when the other team has no receivers and a rookie fucking quarterback, and you let the running back run all over you. What in the fuck are you doing? Dude, Marvin Lewis is a fucking joke. The only reason they were winning was the coordinators that they had that are no longer there anymore, and it's showing.
Yeah, it really is. At this point, I definitely could see this being his last year's head coach.
No, he's been there.
What happened to their offensive coordinator?
He's in Cleveland. Their offensive line coach is also somewhere else now, too, as it turns out. I don't remember. I want to say he went to either Baltimore or Minnesota, but regardless, it fucking shows. Marvin's been there for like fucking 16 years now. It's been time for he should have gone before he ever started a winning season, because it took him like 8 years to have an actual winning season.
All those years and no playoff.
Yeah, because Mike Brown's cheap. He can get Marvin Lewis cheap, so he will stay.
How about the on the lighter side?
That is the biggest yo-yo team in the fucking league. Their defense is actually really, really good. Even last year, I guess they were like 15th, 16th in almost every stat last year, which isn't great, but it's not bad. I mean, it's better than a 3-win team should have been. The defense is actually really good. That offense, man, it's like Mariota had a fucking brilliant game, but only threw for 170 yards.
Sorry for the interruption right now. I hate to interrupt, but while we were recording this week's episode, we were having some technical difficulties. I had noticed a little bit before we started recording, and the software that we use, Pamela, I mean, there's been a lot of problems lately, not only on this show, but NFL Easy Picks, I mean, CFL Easy Picks, and WrestleCast. Earlier in the day, I updated Pamela and also Skype. Now, I updated Pamela first, and then I noticed some problems while we were just kind of messing around before the show. The counter for the recording was like going at an alarming rate, so that's when I updated Skype, which I had 2 weeks ago or just last week downgraded, and it worked perfectly. So I thought that was the problem. Everything started off fine, and then about this far into recording, it ate up probably 5 minutes of audio, and it's really hard to tell what was said. It's really hard for me to explain what exactly was happening. It was basically, if you listened to the show last year, whenever my headset that I was using would go too far out of range, it would make this kind of robotic sound. Well, imagine the same thing, but probably times 100. And it's just really bad. And because of some of these audio issues, I've had to try to make the show sound the best that I can. But this part of the show had to be scrapped. The rest of the show might not sound perfect. There might be some spots where it sounds like Shane or Mop are talking on top of me, but it's not. But after so long, it will get fixed out. And it's just been a long night, so I apologize for this audio inconvenience, and we are going to move on to whenever the noise stops happening and the show will continue from there. No real big issues after that.
But goddamn, fuck you, the Philadelphia Eagles, for lighting a fire under the fucking Steelers' ass.
I had a team where I have Clive Wolford from the tight end from the Raiders. Well, I didn't find out till I think Monday that he was questionable, or that he wasn't playing, I should say. Now I'm saying it's questionable, but he wasn't playing. He was out. And I was like, it's Monday night. I need a tight end. I still won the game, which was projected to be 127.8 to 122.21. I won 152.4 to 105.46. And one of my better performances, actually my three star players, Ben Roethlisberger, Ezekiel Elliott, and Fitzgerald.
Yeah, fucking Fitzgerald. You realize he had like 75% of the passing yards in the game. It was to him. Because Stanton had like 130 yards. He had 70 or 80 of them and two touchdowns.
And then him and your boy, say it.
David Johnson.
Were like ridiculous too.
Oh, David Johnson's been ridiculous all season.
Like that was, I think I'm trying to remember the number, but I was like 90 or 95% of their offense was those two.
Oh yeah, easily. It was almost as bad Monday night with Chakwes Rogers for Tampa Bay. Literally, it was all running backs the whole fucking game.
But yeah, so the Steelers and Roethlisberger, god damn, like I want him to get injured because I fucking hate that team, but I love my team, so I need him to be healthy. Because, like, do I have a backup quarterback? Oh, I do have a backup quarterback, Kirk Cousins. I don't like that.
No.
I don't like that.
At least he's competent. I had to start Jameis Winston. I mean, granted, Winston ended up getting me the win because our board, Poyter Rock, started two fucking Titans and none of them named DeMarco Murray. So he really did me a favor. So, yeah, I really appreciate that if you're listening. And fuck Sam Coates.
And the Chicago Bears didn't really get a chance to watch their game, obviously. With them playing the same time as the Browns a lot, and me going to the Browns backer stuff, I totally missed that game. But as far as what I understand about it, both teams are not that good. And it was pretty much T.Y. Hilton is the one that beat the Bears. As in one touchdown pass at the end, that's what really beat them. That's was his number one target. I mean, granted, that is Luck's number one target, but we didn't have an answer for it, so it was just like, all right, if this is gonna work, we're gonna fucking do it, which is what happens in football. So that's why they lost. Both teams aren't really that good. Bears just look even worse. I kind of wanted them to get a win, but yeah, sucks.
Yeah, Hoyer actually played really well again. At least for fantasy reasons, he's like the number three in the league since getting the starting job, the number three quarterback in fantasy. Chicago deserved to win that game, and Luck found T.Y. Hilton. That's his only fucking target, and he found him and it beat him. They played better. They were the better team, but they lost the game.
Yep, that ends it for our teams.
How about Jordan Howard, though?
Okay,
you're not impressed with him?
I'm looking at it right now. I mean, great, he did good, but it's just after Langford did the same thing last year, it's like I don't know whether to believe these motherfuckers anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened to Langford. Langford had the same, basically the same off. Well, no, he had Cutler, so maybe that's the fucking difference. Maybe Cutler is the difference between the running backs being good and bad.
No, I think it's the line, because in some of these games with Hoyer's actually had more time. The average that I've heard for Cutler with that offensive line in the games he played was like 1.5 seconds. That's bad.
That's fucking Andrew Luck levels of bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see the GM for Indianapolis come out and said, well, since we had to pay Luck so much money, we couldn't fix the rest of the team?
No, because they re-signed him and fucking what's-his-nuts. Yeah, that's the real reason why they sucked.
Dude, they have, like, literally nothing other than those two. And Frank Gore, who is just old man still running hard.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, let's go over how everybody did for the week in Pick'ems. I need to fix this. I haven't had a chance, but Mart has complained to me that he technically picked Arizona, but for some reason it's saying that he picked San Francisco. And I haven't got into the whole edit the picks thing. I'll try it after we're done recording and see if I can fix it. So according to this, Mart got 6 right for the week, but technically it should be 7, which would be tied with myself, GBL, Carp, Mop, Ant, and MJR. DRG got 8 correct. Double A got 9. Joe got 9. Wayne got 10. And in first place for the week, only missing 2, 12 correct, Shane.
You're welcome.
Imagine if you would have picked Dallas and picked Detroit.
I know. I would have had a perfect week.
You'd be the first person in the history of this show to have it.
I know. Maybe next week.
Which we need to mention, which I totally missed over. Everybody supposedly picked Arizona, except for Mark, but I'm going to fix that. Everybody picked New England, obviously. Everybody picked Philly. Everybody picked Miami except Wayne and Shane. So that was a big difference maker. Everybody picked Minnesota. Everybody picked Pittsburgh except for fucking MJR. Everybody picked Baltimore except for Joe and Shane. Everybody picked Denver except DRG and Shane. Only 3 people picked Dallas, myself, Joe, obviously, and Wayne. Everybody picked Oakland except for DRG and Carp. And only other big difference one is everybody picked Green Bay except for, well, Ant. A lot of homerism going on, I'm noticing on that one. So, this is where we stand with the league. In 12th place, we have GBL with 38. Myself and Ant tied at 10th place with 40 correct. Mop and MJR tied at 8th place, 41. 7th place, AA with 42. Tied in 5th place, Wayne and DRG at 43. Tied in 2nd place, I mean that's 3rd place, Carp and MJR. Which I guess technically after I change this, it's going to be in 4th place, Carp. Tied for 2nd place, Joe and Mart. And in 1st place, 49 correct, Shane.
That's the first time I've ever led in that, so I'm pretty happy with it.
Just goes to show how fucked up the season's been.
All right, a little dip into the fantasy and how everybody did for the week. I beat Die Cronky Die. Bunch of Punts beat Hillary's Meat Flaps. Future, I'm sorry, I didn't correct that. The Bengals playoff hopes versus beat the Bartender. Actually, it's future Browns quarterback.
Yeah. Bartender had 3 players on bye, and I barely won.
Has he been playing?
I do not know. I know he had Dalton starting, so, I mean, maybe. But he missed this week for sure.
Men in Tights beat Carp's Tip Top Team. Stormborn beat Nickel D. Pidmy Pamy beat the Kilted Yaksman. Twisted Savages beat Blind Squirrel's Nut, who's obviously given up this year already. And this is even in picks, which that's where he used to give up after so many weeks. And hashtag the comeback beat Team GBL. This is the current standings now for our league. We have Carp's Tip Top Team in 16th place at 0-5. Blind Squirrel's Nut, 15th place at 1-4. 14th place, Hillary's Meat Flaps, 1-4. The Kilted Yaksman, 13th place, 2-3. 12th place, the Twisted Savages, 2-3. 11th place, Bartender, 2-3. 10th place, Team GBL, 2-3. 9th place, Men in Tights, 2-3. 8th place, Nickel D, 3-2. 7th place, Bunch of Punts, 3-2. 6th place, Pin Me Pay Me, 3-2. 5th place, Die Cronky Die, 3-2. 4th place, Future Browns QB, 4-1. 3rd place, Stormborn, 4-1. 2nd place, The Fighting Sharks, 4-1. And in 1st place, hashtag The Comeback at 4-1. This week's matchups include The Fighting Sharks versus Carp's Tip Top Team, Hillary's Meat Flaps versus Die Cronky Die, Bartender versus Bunch of Punts, Future Browns QB versus Team GBL. Nickel D versus Men in Tights. Pygmy Pay-Me versus Stormborn. Blind Squirrel's Nut versus the Kilted Yaksman. Hashtag The Comeback versus Twisted Savages. We have already gone over Survival League. Everybody's still in because everybody picked New England Patriots, but that would mean AA, Carp, Mop, and Joe are still remaining. And while we still have Shane on, we will go over our team's picks.
Yeah, I got a couple more minutes.
Yep. We will start with the 1-4 Chicago Bears hosting the 1-3 Jacksonville Jaguars. The Bears are a 2-point favorite. I want to pick them, but I'm picking Jacksonville.
Yeah, I got Jacksonville.
Yeah, I took Jacksonville too.
Let's see how much shit you're going to be talking next week. The 4-1 Dallas Cowboys at the 3-1 Green Bay Packers. The Packers are a 4-point favorite, and Dez Bryant is hopefully going to catch it. But the Green Bay Packers are who I'm picking.
Yeah, I got the Packers.
Oh, yeah, definitely the Packers.
The 3-2 Washington Redskins hosting the 3-1 Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are a 2.5-point favorite. I'm picking the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, Philly.
Did you say it was Washington, Philly, right?
Yes.
Oh, God, dude. Washington's actually kind of on a roll. I'll still stick with Philly, though.
The 1-4 San Francisco 49ers with their returning quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, Shane's favorite quarterback, going up against the 3-2 Buffalo Bills. The Bills are a 7.5-point favorite. I'm going Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo, that's my survivor.
And we have the survivor pick that nobody can pick in our league. The 2-3 Cincinnati Bengals at the 4-1 New England Patriots. The Patriots are an 8-point favorite. We're on to Cincinnati, and we're picking the New England Patriots.
Yep, New England.
Yeah, no shit.
We're on to Cincinnati. We're on to Cincinnati.
We're on to whoever's fucking New England plays next, because this game's over.
The 0-5 Cleveland Browns at the 2-3 Tennessee Titans. The Titans are a 6.5-point favorite, winning 93% right now in picks. I really want to pick the Browns, but I'm not picking the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I got Tennessee.
Yeah, originally I had Tennessee as my survivor pick, but like I said, with as yo-yo as the fucking Titans are, I would not be surprised if the Browns don't beat them. But I'm still going to pick Tennessee.
All right. Shane, you have to go. Any final thoughts or
picks? No. No. I'm, you know, Dark Batman. I actually tweeted Mop a couple weeks ago, so I use it. And that's about it.
I got one question before you go.
What?
What's long, dark, and has come in the middle?
I don't know.
Cucumber.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I got to go.
The last time I answered it, and it just sat there and just flashed starting. So I fucking airplane mode again, so fucking piece of shit. So we got the huddle and the rest of the picks to do?
Yeah.
Now, it worked all right when it was just me and you last week. No, was that 2 weeks ago?
I've updated Pamela and I've updated Skype since then, so it's like technically it even happened before. It happened after I updated Pamela, but we were having problems with Pamela with Rasslecast, so it's just a big clusterfuck right now.
Yep. What?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I heard it. Oh. Sound like the... No, it sounded like connection was shitty again.
All right. All right, let's finish it up.
Who, me?
No, so let's try to finish it up.
Oh, okay. I thought you said finish up. I'm like, what? Finish up what?
All right, now it's time to move into the hashtag huddle segment, where we're going to read your tweets and email. Nope, no emails this week. So we're just going to read your tweets that you sent in using hashtag NFL Easy Picks. I just realized at the beginning of the show I didn't do all the contact stuff. Oh, well, no one cares. All right, moving on. We have a decent amount of tweets, and we will start with Annie Anderson. Cue up Mop singing in the 3-2-1 David Johnson. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
David Johnson!
I think he meant to say cue up Mop singing David Johnson in 3-2-1.
Yeah, he phrases things weirdly sometimes. We'll get to that later.
All right, Joe says, hashtag NFL easy picks. So I guess everyone in the Survival League will still be in after this week. Everyone picked the Patriots. Yeah, everyone's still in. But yep. But now no one can pick the Patriots again. I think that was a big one to use early, unless that was their easiest opponent.
That's probably going to be their easiest opponent. I don't know. They play Miami, so.
Yeah, they still got to play them twice, I believe.
No. They played them yet. Yeah, no, they already beat. That was the fucking rookie nobody starting the week 3, and they kicked the shit out of Miami.
Okay. So, yeah, they got one more. Yeah. Which goes to show, not everybody picked New England. So, weren't we talking about that one?
No, everybody picked New England.
No. We were talking about, our league was sample size, but we were talking about how people that picked a certain team probably already picked New England.
I was thinking somebody had, taken New England at the point, but I guess not.
Joe also says, hashtag NFL easy picks. So can we call this season the season of injuries?
I don't think there's been any more or less than years past.
But I think early on, it could be because we're this far, just this short amount of time in. But there's also the fact of sometimes we have rose-colored goggles and we just, the now always seems to be the worst, but it does seem to happen every year.
Yeah, I mean, if you really think about it, star player-wise, it's about the same as last year. And it's honestly a lot of the same fucking players. It's Adrian Peterson. It's Tony Romo, Dez, Jamal Charles.
Brown's quarterback.
Brown's rotation of quarterbacks. I don't think it's any better or worse than years past.
Andy says, they are playing the Ultimate Warrior music at the Vikings game, hashtag NFL easy picks.
I bet a lot of people play that.
Oh, yeah. I'm always surprised, more stadiums don't use wrestling themes. I mean, when wrestling was going through the Attitude Era, I remember baseball games, a lot of players seemed to use wrestling themes as walk-up music.
Yeah, I just don't think wrestling is quite as big pop culturally-wise as it was then. So,
Ant chimes in, Ant the Vigilante, at MC Vigilante, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. This is my annual, quote, I fucking hate those Steelers outfits, unquote, post.
And I agree wholeheartedly. Them things are god-awful atrocious.
I think they're retiring them this year.
Oh, thank God. Well, yeah, thank God.
They're replacing them with something else, but I don't remember what that's.
Please just say it's not a fucking mustard yellow Color Rush uniform.
I've often said that I liked the Steelers version of the Monsters of the Midway throwback jersey. And for them, the one that looked good was the black jersey with the yellow numbers. But every so once in a while, they would do the inverse of that and do a yellow jersey with black numbers, and I always thought that looked like shit. Another one from Anthony Vigilante. Hashtag NFL easy picks. The Minneapolis Stadium is fast becoming my favorite. Is fast becoming my best NFL stadium after the Colts and Wembley. Stunning.
Yeah, that thing is amazing. Now just wait until this the new LA stadium gets fucking built, dude. I bet that thing is going to be.
What about the plans for the Vegas stadium?
Fucking amazing.
Awesome too.
The Vegas stadium is a long ways away, though. There's still a lot that has to be done before. I mean, everything is in the plan stage right now. They haven't officially, they haven't even officially let Oakland or the Raiders entertain going to Vegas yet.
Still looks awesome.
Yeah, most of the new stadiums are freaking phenomenal.
We're starting to wind up like all these fast food chains right now that they're all trying to modernize.
Well, that's good because most of the stadiums, when I was a kid, were the cookie cutter, multi-sport fucking stadiums that were pretty much all the fucking same, every single one of them.
I'm a big fan of the Colts Stadium. I've said that millions of times. I took a picture of the stadium when I was at a bus stop, which is right across from the stadium. And it was right in the early morning hours, right before dawn. And it looked just awesome. Love that stadium. And then he kind of gets the cheap shot in there with Wembley. Fuck you.
Yeah, as long as it's not raining, I'm sure it's wonderful.
That wasn't made for football. I mean, it was made for soccer, but not football. Another one from Ant, hashtag NFL easy picks. That Miami offensive line is clearly one of the worst I have seen in football.
That may be one of the worst teams in football right now, period. They can't do anything.
I'm curious of how the draft's going to end up from now to then. And part of me thinks, you know, the Browns will have the first pick, but the Dolphins, they could actually get the first pick. It all depends on if we can actually get a win.
Yeah, and the Titans renting DeMarco Murray for one fucking season is going to wind up costing them 10 spots in the draft. And that kind of irritates me because they need more picks than they do wins right now.
And I'm going to read three tweets in a row, part of a conversation. Joe says, which at Real Joe B. Jr., hashtag NFL Easy Picks, Dak down. Andy chimes in at AA_WIR. At Real Joe B. Jr. is such a Dak lover. He was said when his Dak was down and got super excited when his Dak got back up. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. That's exactly what he said. And Joe replied back at AA_WIR. Andy, your jokes are as bad as the Browns. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Do not insult the Cleveland Browns like that. They are much better than that.
Yeah, that wasn't even a dad joke. That was just a bad joke.
Oh, and the rest are from Ant. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Wins for Washington, Philly, and Dallas. This doesn't fill me with confidence for the Giants/Packers game. Nope.
Nor should it have. I mean, it's pretty clear. The Giants, they need Jennings to not have a broken hand and come back. They have no running game. Manning looks fucking horrible. Beckham is throwing little girly fits on the sidelines. That team is – maybe Coughlin was the right guy to be there. I mean, seriously, they were way better under Coughlin.
And chimed in. I probably should have read it with it. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Actually, scrap that last one because Eagles lost, didn't they? LOL. Still not confident for the Giants, though. Dope.
No. No confidence whatsoever.
Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Another one from Ant, obviously. Oakland is by far the most entertaining team to watch this season. I think, well, what was it? The last time they went 4-1, they went to the Super Bowl.
2002 or 2004?
Two.
Was it two?
The Raiders are what I want the Browns to be. This team that has been the laughingstock of the NFL and, you know, the second bye week for anybody that has to play us, and then turn into a respectable team.
Yeah, they have a good quarterback. Honestly, if the Browns had a good quarterback, I think we would be talking about them as at least an 8-8 team. But the fact that they're on the rotation of shit, I mean, not even good, you know, mediocre quarterbacks, total shit quarterbacks. You can't win like that.
They built up to the position because it's getting Carr 1 year and then getting Cooper the next.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the same thing Tampa Bay did, Jacksonville did, Tennessee's done. Just for whatever reason, the Browns just, they haven't found it.
Because we don't get good enough quarterbacks.
But you've had shots at good enough quarterbacks.
Well, the last quarterback we drafted in the first round, yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, the record for first-round quarterbacks is not good.
So it's like, I understand why we didn't go for a first-round quarterback this year. It's almost like we spend so much time worrying about the quarterback. How about we build up a little bit better team around the quarterback first and then plug in a rookie quarterback if we want to go like that?
Yeah, and how about not letting one of the possibly best centers in the NFL just leave?
I hate to say it. It had to be done. If not this year, next year. If not next year, the year, like, it was coming. And whether him leaving or retiring, coming.
But see, there again, that's the problem with the Browns. Nobody... Who wants to go to Cleveland to play?
Draft the right people, you don't have to worry about it. I think we're in a position where we could... I've said this year after year, so I hate saying it. We could actually start getting people that want to play. Because we got a lot of good things going on. But I think this team, one of the things that, like, it's just this... I don't know the right way to put it. But we're looked at a team that we get rid of our quarterback, our GM and our coaches every so many years. So yeah, why do you want to play with a team that is constantly changing schemes? So it's like, that's one of the reasons why, and I was having a conversation like this with a friend of mine, like Hugh Jackson needs to stay there for at least a good amount of time, at least for his contract. Don't get rid of him early. Let him play out about 5 years. And then, because then people look at, oh, okay, you know, Hugh Jackson, so far he's been pretty good as a coach. If they start building everything around, and all of a sudden it's like, well, they've had Hugh Jackson 5 years. That's pretty good. You know, we got some stars on offense and defense. Who knows what's going to be like in 5 years? But okay, maybe I want to play for that team now. But
yeah,
we have to build this trust with players, and we don't have that.
Well, one of the biggest examples of that changing offensive coordinators and shit every year, look at Alex Smith. Dude, Alex Smith in San Francisco, when they turned over coaches every other year, he was horrible. You mm-hmm. move it, he gets to Kansas City, he gets settled in with one system. Now, granted, he's not great, but he's good enough to win games. And Cleveland right now does not have a quarterback that is good enough to win games.
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, they don't have a kicker good enough to win a game.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that is. We don't have a kicker. Technically, we have a quarterback. Who hasn't done that bad.
Can Terrell Pryor kick, too?
When Terrell Pryor, I forget which pass that he threw, I was like, damn it, Pryor, you have to run and try to catch the ball, too.
That would... Dude, I swear to God, if that might actually be a penalty. But how fucking great would that be if he drops back, throws a screen pass to himself, and runs it for 60 yards for a touchdown?
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be the greatest thing ever.
All right, next up from Ant, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. NFL players could learn a lot from us rugby players in how to fucking tackle. It's embarrassing to watch sometimes.
Oh my God, I can't remember what game it was. It might have been that Tennessee game. And I swear to God, it might have been DeMarco too. I can't exactly remember. But literally, four guys had his legs at different points and not one of them were able to wrap him up and take him down. The tackling at the highest level should be the best that it is. And it's fucking despicable to watch some of the tackling.
But I think it depends on the players. It could be you have a good tackler, but you just have a better runner. Or you have a better receiver who is able to move better, quicker.
Yes, but you're a professional defensive player. The ability to tackle should be great, and it's not. There are guys in the NFL that just flat get burnt on tackles constantly.
Kind of like that Saints defense against Marshawn Lynch 6 years ago.
Oh, my. Yeah, exactly like that.
It says hashtag NFLEasePicks at OBJ_3, making up with the net, LOL.
Dude, he's got a... I don't know if it's fucking grow up. I don't know what his... I mean, I know what his dysfunction is he's not having a good year. But you can't blow up and actually hurt your team with personal foul penalties because you're having a bad game. He's done that in several games. He did it, was it last year against Norman, mm-hmm. where he got like two or three fucking personal foul penalties for just attacking people. There's no place in the field for that, dude. You're hurting the team.
Hashtag NFL Easy Picks, one from Ant. Gotta feel sorry for Philip Rivers and those bad news Bears.
God, man. I think Philip Rivers might be like the third or fourth best quarterback in the league. And he's on such a bad team and has been on such a bad team. I mean, it's sad. It really is. It's very sad. And he really got fucked in the whole deal because he was the one that got traded because Eli refused to play in San Diego, if mm-hmm. you remember that. Yeah. So he should have been the one in New York. Could you imagine how many championships New York would have had if Rivers was the fucking quarterback of the Giants?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they'd have at least three or four. But Eli threw his little hissy baby bullshit fit and demanded not to play in San Diego and got traded, and Rivers has been in purgatory over San Diego ever since. I feel so bad for fucking Philip Rivers. And like the last 3 years, it's been all of his receivers go down hurt, all of his running backs go down hurt. they find ways to lose games, like fucking Gordon fumbling this week and cost them a game. It just, God, I feel so bad for Rivers.
Hashtag NFL Easy Picks, last one, obviously from Ant at MC Vigilante. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks, what the fuck happened to Carolina? Norman, wasn't that much of a difference to change a 15-1 team to a 1-4-1. Insane.
I mean, I'd said it before the season that, you know, got to remember what they were the season before they were 15-1. They were, I think they wound up 9-7 and just skating into the playoffs. They were not a good team. And no, Norman is not the only reason that they're not as good. I mean, right now, they didn't have Cam. They haven't had Jonathan Stewart for like 3 weeks. I think he's trying to force the ball into Benjamin. Mm-hmm. And defensively, they're not as good. Well, partly because of Norman, but Norman only plays like one side. You know what I'm saying? He's not a shutdown corner like, you know, Peterson or Revis was in the past. There's a lot of what the fucks in Carolina right now. Well, that, and I mean, I hate to give them anything, but there's been a lot of shit going on in that area, in that Charlotte area, for the last 3 or 4 weeks. You know, this week it was the fucking hurricane that was blowing through. 2 weeks ago when they had their home game, there was the fucking riots going on all around the stadium. There's been a lot of shit going on that is outside of football that is mentally going to affect your ability to play. And when you're talking about a game that's fucking 90% mental, anything like that throws you off, you're going to lose. I don't think they're as bad as 1-4, 1-5, whatever it is. But I don't think they're as good as their 15-1. I figure 9-10 wins is about what they are.
All right, let's start wrapping up this show and finish up the picks. And we will start with Thursday night game, the 4-1 Denver Broncos at the 1-4 San Diego Chargers. Broncos are a 3-point favorite. I'm picking Denver.
Yeah, I'm taking Denver too. That was another possibility for a survivor pick.
The 3-2 LA Rams at the 2-3 Detroit Lions. The Lions are a 3-point favorite. I'm picking the Rams.
Yeah, dude, that Rams team is really good. You know, just Buffalo just was able to run on them, and I don't think anybody else had up until then. And I just don't see Detroit being able to run the ball anywhere. So that's going to be that'll be a pretty low scoring, ugly game. But I think LA wins.
The 1-4 Miami Dolphins hosting the 4-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers are a 7.5-point favorite. There's no way I can go against Pittsburgh Steelers right now.
Yeah, I'm taking Pittsburgh. There's yet another possible survivor pick.
The 1-3 New Orleans Saints hosting the 1-4 Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are a 3-point favorite, but actually winning the Saints are winning right now on picks 62% to 38%. It's a tough game for me to pick. This is like my last shot, I think, for Carolina, because the Saints aren't really that good. So I want to see something really big out of them. So I got to pick the Panthers.
I gave up on the Panthers. I'm going for the Saints because I think they can outscore them.
The 2-3 New York Giants hosting the 3-2 Baltimore Ravens. The Giants are a 3-point favorite, and I'm going with the Giants.
I have Baltimore down, but I don't feel very confident in that. I think this is a really important game for the Giants for sure. I think that if they lose this one, I think they're looking at the wrong side of this. They're going to be hurting bad, but I'm still going to try. I'm still sticking with Baltimore.
The 4-1 Oakland Raiders hosting the 2-2 Kansas City Chiefs. The Raiders are a 1-point favorite. I like the hotness right now and how great the team has been looking. I'm going with the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Raiders too. Now, during the game on Sunday, they put up a stat. It was like there was 9-point total difference in all of the Raiders games. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they either won or lost, and the combined total was 9. And they were 3-1 at the time. And so they're on the right side of those close games. But man, Kansas City's pretty good. But I'm going to stick with Oakland.
The 3-1 Seattle Seahawks hosting the 4-1 Atlanta Falcons. Seahawks are a 6-point favorite. I originally picked Seattle, but you know what? I'm going with Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Seattle. I am much more of a believer in Atlanta now, but going to Denver 1 week and then having to turn around and go to Seattle the very next, that's fucking rough. So I don't think they can overcome going to Seattle.
I need to get me another underdog.
That's a decent one to do it because fucking Atlanta made Denver look like little bitches.
The 2-3 Indianapolis Colts at the 3-2 Houston Texans. The Texans are a 3-point favorite. I'm going with the Texans.
Yeah, you may just flip a coin on this game. Fucking I'll take Houston.
And last but not least, we have the 1-4 New York Jets at the 2-3 Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals are a 7.5-point favorite. Gotta go with the Cardinals.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cardinals too, but how disappointing are the Jets? I mean, they may be just as disappointing as the Panthers.
I picked them to do shit last year, and I think they made it to playoff contention. They just didn't make it.
Did they get a wild card?
I didn't think so.
I know they were close. I just couldn't remember if they did or didn't.
I think they finished like 9-7.
Yeah, I knew, but they were like lost in a tiebreaker to get in the. They either won or lost in a tiebreaker to get in the playoffs, and I can't remember off the top of my head.
I'm thinking they lost.
That might be, but for a defense that had one of the best front sevens in the NFL to what they are now, I don't know what changed. I don't know what changed. I don't know what the fuck's going on with Fitzpatrick. What's he got, fucking like 8 or 9 interceptions in his last 3 or 4 games? I know Decker's not playing, but is Decker that important?
Could be.
And Forte's banged up again. They very well may be the biggest disappointment this year.
All right, that will wrap it up for us. Any final thoughts, last-minute plugs, Mop?
Just at the Mop Jockey, and you can check me out on Cerebral Satire this week.
And you can catch me at Heavyset330. You can find this show, which I forgot to mention all this stuff earlier in the show, but thank you for listening this far. And you can follow the show at NFL Easy Picks on Twitter. You can also use hashtag NFL Easy Picks in your tweets. Will be read right here on the show, along with your email, if you choose to send one, at NFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. That will do it for us here on NFL Easy Picks, right here on the Trending Topics Network. So for Mop, Shane, and Joe, who wasn't here this week, thank you for listening to NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network, and that will conclude the end of Regulation Time.